Here's where I channel my best Julie Nesralla. You're listening to the opening of Prelude and Fugue in G Major by Bach. It's one of the pieces being performed next week at Orgelfest 2013. It's a week-long celebration of organ music that begins here in Ottawa tomorrow. And the event will feature some more modern works as well, including the results of a very interesting contest. Composers were challenged to write some music for a new hymn to go with lyrics by a local poet and musician. And Jamie Chubb won first prize. Jamie learned to play the organ from his father, who was a church organist. In fact, he's the fourth generation of men in his family to play the instrument. Jamie Chubb joins me by phone from Toronto. Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Amanda.
And Jamie MacDonald wrote the lyrics that were used in the 49 contest entries. His new hymn is called Our Trust is in the Lord. Jamie MacDonald joins me in the studio. Hello.
Good afternoon, Amanda.
All right. It's lovely to have you both. Jamie Chubb, what made you decide to enter this contest?
I was thinking about the amazing sound that you hear at events such as this in the church services. You'll often get a situation where the churches are full of organists and musicians who can really sing, and they'll have a great choir there that can sing four-part harmony, a good organist and a good organ, and it's just a wonderful sound. And I've often thought I'd like to take advantage of that, and when I saw that they were having a competition, I began to think about that nice sound and the words that Jamie had written, and I thought, well, gee, maybe this is my chance. And there it is. That's what I did.
I'm going to tackle this one. Jamie, here, you wrote the lyrics for the composers to work with. How did you luck out with that job?
Well, I have the distinct privilege of being related to one of the ladies who's very high up in the Royal Canadian College of Organists here in Ottawa.
Nepotism.
Her name's Frances MacDonald.
Oh, okay. A close relation, yes.
Yeah, so she suggested that I write the lyrics for this.
Lovely. Well, how did you decide what you were going to do to create this hymn lyrically?
Well, the main challenge I had was to pick a meter that hadn't been used. Because there's a lot of very common meters in the hymn book and most of the hymnals. And I aimed to put together a meter that, as far as I could tell, had never been used. So there's, as it were, 10 syllables for each of the first two lines, 4 syllables for the next two lines, and then 6 syllables for the final line. And as far as I'm aware, that meter has never been used in any of the hymnals. Now, I told Frances that, and I've told everybody else that, and she explained that to everybody who entered this festival. But I realized on my way down to the studio that, in fact, there is one song that comes very close to using that. In fact, the O Canada,
oh,
it fits the first 5 lines. You run out of words at the middle of the.
That's okay. I don't think Jamie went with that melody. Jamie,
no.
How difficult did you find it to write music to go along with the tricky lyrics that Jamie MacDonald purposely made difficult?
Well, I have to admit, it was quite a challenge. It took me a fair bit of thought before I settled on what I finally submitted. I wanted to create something that had a great tune, which is what these people would like to sing, and it needed to have nice harmony and nice voice leading, because they all like to do that. And I wanted something with a nice, robust ending, which certainly Jamie's lyrics had. So, but it was quite a challenge, I have to admit. He didn't make it easy.
I think that's great. I think that's perfect. And I feel like we're really building up the suspense of this amazing piece that's about to be unveiled, you know, in its full gusto entirety later. But we're going to give our listeners a little sample, I think. Jamie Chubb, your winning piece is going to be performed on Monday, of course, with, I said, big church organ, the full choir. But you're going to give our listeners a little sample this afternoon. You have a piano in front of you at home, do you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay, so you play a couple of verses, and then Jamie MacDonald will join in with the words on the second verse. How's that?
Yeah, I'll play one verse, and then he can join in for the second verse. Or so you can sing the first, I guess. But
perfect.
All right, here it comes. Thank you.
From early morning with the rising sun till crimson sunset when the day is done, as justly due the whole day through, our trust is in the Lord.
Lovely, gentlemen. That was quite an experiment. I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but you performed it beautifully. One far away in Toronto, JB here in studio. Thank you.
Were we relatively together, considering we were 250 miles apart?
That's it. I think you did a fantastic job. And are you going to meet for the first time on Monday?
We are.
Oh,
yeah.
How lovely.
Yes,
I wish I could be there for that. Jamie Chubb, you grew up around music, but this composing thing is something new to the last few years. Tell me how that happened.
Well, I was working in the corporate world for many years, and in that capacity, there just wasn't any opportunity to pursue writing. A few years ago, I found myself with some time and a situation where writing seemed to be a possibility. I began to explore it, and I was rather amazed that I could actually do it. And I'm surprised. I seem to have quite a facility for it that I never realized I had.
Well, enough to win a contest, for sure.
I have to admit, I am absolutely amazed.
Well, congratulations to you for that. Now, Orgelfest is a celebration, of course, of organ music. I'm saying it right, am I?
Yes.
Orgelfest.
Yes.
And you've been inspired by organ music all your life. So we asked you to choose one of your favorite pieces to play as we head out of All in a Day today. What did you pick, Jamie?
I picked a piece by perhaps one of my very favorite composers for the organ, Louis Vierne, a French composer who lived at the later part of the 19th century, early 20th century. He wrote some wonderful music for the wonderful organs of France, and in particular for Notre Dame. So the piece I picked is a lively piece with a great tune. It shows off the organ, shows off the organist, and it's the finale to Louis Vierne's first symphony.
Great. Well, we're hearing a little bit of it now. Thank you very much, Jamie. Jamie Chubb is the winner of the Hymn Tune Writing Competition for Orgelfest 2013. And in studio is Jamie McDonald, who wrote the lyrics for the new hymn. The piece is going to be performed for the first time on Monday at St. Barnabas Anglican Church. It's part of the service that starts at 2 p.m. And you can get more about Orgelfest 2013 online. We'll post a link on our website, cbc.ca/allinaday.